The questions are swirling in the presidential campaign this evening. How much do voters know about the candidate's health? And how much should they know? The issue leaped to the fore in the last 24 hours.
She was diagnosed with pneumonia on Friday.
The cable news banners told the story. Hillary Clinton's health front and center after she appeared to stumble when she abruptly left Sunday's 9/11 ceremony in New York City. Hours later, her doctor said the 68-year-old Democratic nominee had been diagnosed with pneumonia last Friday. The Clinton campaign pledged today that more information on her health is forthcoming.
We're going to be releasing that to further put to rest any lingering concerns about what you saw yesterday. It really is the case that there's no other undisclosed condition.
Clinton scrapped a California trip and instead planned to phone in to a San Francisco fundraiser tonight. And late today, she tweeted, "I'm feeling fine and getting better." That left running mate Tim Kaine to take up the issue in Dayton, Ohio.
I've just been on the campaign since July 22. Hillary Clinton has been on the campaign trail for 18 months. Her energy staggers me. I have a hard time keeping up with her.
Meanwhile, Republican Donald Trump was restrained in his reaction.
But I just hope she gets well and gets back on the trail.
Trump has released little about his own health, but promised today he'll be putting out more information as well.
This last week I took a physical, and I'll be releasing when the numbers come in. Hopefully they're going to be good. I think they're going to be good. I feel great. But when the numbers come in, I'll be releasing very, very, very specific numbers.
Trump's main focus today was a different issue, Clinton's Friday night comments about his supporters. It is fodder for a new Trump campaign ad.
You could put half of Trump's supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables.
The racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic, you name it.
People like you, you, and you, deplorable.
And it was fodder for Trump himself on the campaign trail today during a speech in Baltimore.
We have the support of cops and soldiers, carpenters and welders, the young and the old, and millions of working class families. These were among the countless Americans that Hillary Clinton called deplorable, irredeemable, and un-American.
Trump's next stop, one of the battleground states, North Carolina, this evening.